Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, which now includes yet another new radio station signal, 94.9 FM, in addition to 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality, and now Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is also the force multiplier of truth. And pretty soon, the blockchain of reason, once I figure out what a blockchain is. And I've been trying, honest to God. And they've been saying, well, it's like a notebook. It's less than, I don't get any of it. All right, so there's that. Okay, Big Willie himself, Mr. Big Willie, who is this legendary Valley OTR, over-the-road trucker. He drives all over the place. My sources tell me today he's driving to, I think, Cincinnati, which I believe is in Ohio, near Kentucky somewhere. I'm not very good at geology. In any event, so he'll be calling in from a luxurious state-of-the-art cab of his Freightliner Cascadia 125. And apparently he had some sort of run-in with a water department and somebody, some snot who works at the water department and was really, really upset. Or had some ugly stuff happening. Also some, I don't want to say sketchy stuff in his household, but it was. I get the sense with Mr. Big Willie himself that there's a lot going on in his life, and that might explain why he does not want to be home very often. So he's driving all over the place. I think that's what's going on. I could be wrong, but that's my guess. Anyway, so we'll be talking with him after the 8 o'clock news. We've got a prize package for you at the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium all in one. It is great. A pair of tickets. You can take your kid, you can take your grandkid. It's a wonderful, wonderful experience, and your chance to win is just minutes away. The phone number, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. And you just call, and I'll talk with you. You know, what's up, what you're doing, and I'll tell you what number you are, and the 15th caller wins. Also, big announcement tomorrow, but just for our listeners to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, whether it's on Facebook or on the radio stations or the app, Big Willie 105.5, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, 1290, 1430, the Facebook live stream, but only for you, only for you. So I, hold on a second, my call's, Big Willie 105.5, hello?
Yes, I was lining up to win the tickets for the Menard Amusement Park.
It's starting. It's already starting. I don't like that. All right, where was I? All right. So I've been trying to keep this thing on my head all morning. The Facebook Live audience thinks it's hilarious because I've been struggling with it. Can't do it because headphones, it doesn't fit. But I figured out I have a fix, a Dimitri fix, which is typically absolutely half-ass fix. But I have a fix. You can actually see it. It involves a paper towel, a roll of paper towels. And so my fix for those on Facebook. There it is. There's the fix. So tomorrow, the big announcement. And again, only for our listeners, the one other clue in addition to the thing that I have here that I can't put on my head, $300. That'll be tomorrow. All right. Next, we've got Mr. Big Willie coming up in a little bit, Dimitri Graffiti, and we are going to try this, including Facebook, which means we won't be able to use our wonderful produced opening and music bed and all that because Facebook doesn't allow it because of royalty issues. So we're going to go dry. We're going to do Dimitri Graffiti dry, and I have no earthly idea how it's going to work because I cannot have any dead air. Cannot have any dead air on radio. You can get away with it on the Facebook live stream because they can still see you, but on radio, if it's dead air, it's pretty bad. So we need lots and lots of calls. And frankly, I don't know if my listeners are going to be up to this or not, or if it's even going to be worth it. We'll try it today. And if that doesn't work, we'll just stop it on Facebook live stream tomorrow and just do the radio side with the great production music that we have. And that'll be the end of it. But today, it could be a major train wreck because we are counting 1,000% on the listeners. If there are no callers, and I can't talk other than state the rules of engagement, because the key with Dimitri Graffiti is there's no interaction with the host and the callers. None. You can ask me questions. I won't answer any questions. Nothing. And so if the calls don't come in, it's going to be a lot like this. We may have 5 minutes of crickets or 10 minutes of crickets. It'll seem like an hour. That'll be five or 10 minutes of crickets. We do have the loudest crickets in the world, though. Have you ever heard a cricket so loud in your life? It's like the cricket is hard of hearing. And so they got a cricket especially loud because they can't hear. All right. So there's that. Next. Oh, before I forget, big thing here with Schultz Ford Wheeling and the Soup Kitchen of Greater Wheeling. Drive out hunger with Schultz Ford Wheeling now through September 25. Go to Schultz Ford Wheeling, bring non-perishable foods. That means foods in cans and bags, and stuff that doesn't spoil, at least won't spoil for, you know, like years or something like that. Bring that. Don't bring a Big Mac, although Big Macs are lovely, but don't bring that because a Big Mac is perishable. Somebody will eat it. You don't want that. You need non-perishable food items. Bring them to Schultz Ford Wheeling. That's up in the Highlands, Triadelphia. And anything that you bring, non-perishable food item, Schultz Ford Wheeling will match. You bring a can of beans, they'll match it with a can of beans. You bring 1,000 cans of beans, they'll match it with 1,000 cans of beans. Lots of beans, or anything else. It doesn't have to be beans. And they're fighting hunger along with the Soup Kitchen of Greater Wheeling. So you've got Schultz Ford Wheeling and the Soup Kitchen of Greater Wheeling all working together now through September 25. Schultz Ford Wheeling at the Highlands. Go there. Tell them Dimitri sent you. Bring non-perishable food. Why am I hitting this flyer? It makes no sense. I need to stop. I just did. Next. This post on Twitter. By the way, make sure you follow me on my Facebook profile page. It's Dimitri with three eyes. It's the one with 7,000 and either 500 followers or 7,600 followers or 7,000. God knows how many followers I have today. But by all means, please follow me. This is not my plan. I just did this because I figured, oh, what the hell. So I'm on X Twitter a lot. And I notice a lot of really interesting posts on X Twitter. I call it X Twitter because people, if I just say X, they won't know. It's no longer officially Twitter. Now it's X Twitter to me. But I'm on there a lot and on Facebook a lot. Although I never interact with the people, some of the followers I have, Jesus, you can't believe how snotty and mean they are to me. I don't respond to any of them. I don't want to get involved in that at all. They try to suck me in to start having arguments with me or whatever. And I will not take the bait. I will not do that. But I do post a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff that a lot of my followers find very, very interesting. Either they love my stuff or they hate my stuff. There's very little middle ground with these people. Let me tell you, these are two wild extremes, people who follow me. I'm sure that's very surprising to you, two wild extremes that follow Dimitri. In any event, so I post a lot of stuff that I find on X Twitter. And it causes an awful lot of commotion, I must tell you. The views for each one of my posts, because you have a professional dashboard that Facebook gives me, maybe gives everybody else, that I don't know, but certainly gives me. And so I monitor the responses to see, does anybody actually care about this? They don't have to leave a message or a comment. But, you know, are people's eyeballs attracted to this? And I am amazed with the thousands of views that I get just for posts that I found on, that are essentially screenshots from Twitter. Anyway, here's one from Bossy Leah. Democrats are the only group on the planet that can gun down an innocent man. We're talking about Charlie Kirk here, of course. Gun down an innocent man celebrate his death, mock his wife, destroy memorials for him, lie about who killed him, protest at his memorial service, and somehow still make themselves the victims. Boy, ain't that the truth. If there were ever a time when the left, the far left, the hard left, the militant Marxists who control a good portion of the Democratic Party these days, if there were ever a time for them to show that they had any class, any degree of class, any degree of human compassion, human dignity, the Charlie Kirk assassination was it. They could have been gracious. They could have been empathetic. They could have shown some class. They could have acted like decent, normal human beings. And many of them actually are. But they don't act that way because something gets in their heads, whether it's Trump derangement syndrome or anyone who opposes them is a Nazi and a fascist and, you know, they should be vaporized or what. God only knows what they're thinking. But if there was ever a time for them to show some class, some dignity, some grace, this would have been it. But no. Again, this post. Democrats are the only group on the planet that can gun down an innocent man, celebrate his death, mock his wife, destroy memorials for him, lie about who killed him, protest at his memorial service, and somehow still make themselves the victims. You really can't argue with that. You really cannot argue with that. I take that back. My Facebook followers and my listeners, oh, yeah, they could argue with that. Oh, yeah, they could argue with that a lot. Let me tell you. All right, so there is that. Another one that I got on, this was also very interesting. This is Dr. Mary Talley Bowman, I think is her last name. She goes by MD Breath. She's very good. According to the CDC, now mind you, the source is the CDC, Centers for Disease Control. According to the CDC, 90% of healthcare workers defied CDC recommendations and chose not to get last year's COVID shot. That's according to the CDC. That's not Alex Jones. That's not someone in a tinfoil hat or whatever. The CDC is saying 90% of healthcare workers defied the CDC recommendations and chose not to get last year's COVID shot. Gee, I wonder why. Another bit of news that you did not hear, certainly not in the local media. That's one more reason why you need Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, why you need to listen to me live Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays here on Big Willie 105.5, as well as the River Talk radio stations, including 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. You remember when the Democrats were in charge, Biden in the White House and all that, and they were targeting these conservative Supreme Court justices, hoping somebody would take them out. Merrick Garland and Chuck Schumer, and they're talking this stuff up, hoping somebody will take them out. One person tried to take out a Supreme Court justice, conservative justice, Kavanaugh, Brett Kavanaugh. And my guess is this is the first that you're learning of this, because the local media certainly is not going to tell you this. The man who attempted to kill Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh identifies as a transgender woman and was deeply mentally ill and suicidal, according to documents first obtained by Real Daily Wire. And then below that, an image of the court documents. This isn't some crazy rumor on ex-Twitter. They're actually the court documents. You can see them for yourself. Between that and the Charlie Kirk alleged assassin and so many others who clearly identify as in some form of transgender transitioning. I once again, and as far as I know, I'm the only one, I once again ask this question. How do we know that it's not the pharmaceuticals? What do we really know about the long-term effects about these pharmaceuticals on these poor people who have 101 different challenges as they're transitioning? But there's no reason for them to be any more violent than anybody else. Most of them are peaceful, law-abiding citizens. What continues to cause this? I think it's the pharmaceutical industry.